You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush and Ben Taylor.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's episode 293 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. It's Kyle and Ben, and we're ready to rock and roll and have some fun. But before we get started, I'll let you know tonight's episode is brought to you by, or today's episode.
Today.
Afternoon, lunch, morning, whenever you listen to this.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
It will be brought to you by BetOnline, the number one sports betting website in the country. Sign up today. Get a 50% welcome bonus on your initial deposit. Give them $100. They're going to stack 50 back on top, free to play with. Have some fun. You got the coupon codes BLEAV, BLEAV. Have fun. There's sports everywhere that you can bet on. Football season's right around the corner. Get that account set up, ready to go. Jump in that online casino if you get a little bored or you don't like the lines for the night. Pass the time. A little blackjack to pass the time. You know, we all need a little little something to dabble.
Go in there and throw $250 away, Ben Taylor. Do it on a midnight. It's awesome on a Tuesday. Go randomly just go throw that money away.
You'll get hot one of these days. Ben, you're going to get hot one of these days. But anyway, have some fun. They're great. Bet online. It's where the game starts.
Hey, that liquor gets you a little more daring when you start getting ready to hit.
Yeah. You win more that way, though. I feel like you can lose more, but you also will win.
I was going to say, not that night I didn't.
So we talked yesterday about Lucas Glover and, you know, the just epic swamp rear he got.
It was – Kyle, let's call it what it was. It was swamp sub belly button. Like everything.
The best tweet I saw was – he was wearing khakis. Somebody said his khakis look like the French fry bag from Five Guys.
Yes,
with the grease seeping through.
Yes, it did.
That's what it definitely looked like. But no, we found it's funny that happened, and then we found this article about the do's and don'ts of golf fashion and how we've been talking about how we'd love to have golf shorts and added into let the PGA wear golf shorts. It's way too hot to be wearing pants. And then, like, what should you and shouldn't you do at a golf course? And this article kind of talks about all that, but we're going to do our own spin on it. So golf is called Golf Digest, and it was like attire. What's the title, Ben?
So it just that's it, attire, backwards hats, denim, and untucked shirts.
Yes. And, so
it's by Marty Hackle Illustrations and article by Peter Arkle.
There you go.
So, I feel like those dudes don't play very much golf.
No, they don't. They just write about it. But yeah, Ben, I want you to hit us with the category, and then we're going to give our takes on it and have some fun with it.
We'll just start from the top. The first one is it okay for me to wear my hat backwards? Now, Kyle,
I think
this depends on facility.
You can't say that. It's got to be a yes or no. For all of it. It's got to be a yes or no.
The whole reason this was brought up, though, is because people were actually complaining when it was raining that the pros had their hats backwards. And that was more of a, like, logistical thing. The rain comes down off the bill of your cap if you're putting, and so raindrops are, like, falling on you while you're trying to putt. You know, and then somebody said, well, then they should just take it off. Well, they also are getting paid a shit ton of money to wear that hat.
So, yeah.
they can't take it off, so they just turn it around backwards. So in that instance, totally fine.
Yeah.
In every other instance, it's a no to me because it's stupid because you wear a hat to keep the sun out of your eyes.
Yeah.
So it's absolutely dumb to turn it around backwards. And if you're doing it for a fashion statement, you're not 16 anymore. Stop doing it.
Are backwards hats even cool anymore? Is that a thing? Like,
only one that's cool on is Ken Griffey Jr. That's it.
True. It's a good point. I do see this style where you wear it, but you wear it on top like that.
That's even dumber. That means you're not functionally doing anything appropriate.
No,
you're not keeping the sun out of your eyes, and you're not wearing the hat the way it's supposed to fit.
So I struggle with this, Ben. I struggle with this because the rebel, the advocate of freedom. Part of me says you should be able to wear a hat however you want to wear it. But then the traditionalists or like just the not, I don't know. I, I'm just, I don't like backwards hats. I'm just not a backwards hat guy.
It's just not functional. Were you as like a kid or whatever? Was it cool?
I don't think I've ever worn a backwards hat in my life. Like on purpose.
I've seen you do it when you get like super pissed on a golf course and you may put it backwards and start walking down the fairway.
On a roller coaster, I've turned the rim backwards. It's functional on a roller coaster backwards. I think I've worn it backwards on a roller coaster.
Yeah, very well is. Very good point.
Just in general, I don't and things like that. I don't think I've ever worn a hat backwards. I don't think it looks cool at all.
I think if we went on a lunch date or a dinner date, me and my wife, and I walked out with a backwards hat, she would say, "What are you doing?"
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? You're a middle-aged man. What are you doing? You're not eight anymore. It's cute on 8-year-olds.
Yeah.
8-year-olds that are taking pictures and out, you know,
my
chasing.
My son's adorable with that.
Yes. You look, Bub with a backwards hat.
With his little blonde hair shooting through the hole. You kidding me?
All about it. Women just come flocking to him at the pool whenever he does that.
But once he's over 10, we're turning it around. 100%.
I mean, give him a little bit. Give him like 12 or 13. He'd be a
He's got five more years. He didn't even like hats. It's weird. He has the coolest hat that a five-year-old, maybe alive, and he just refuses to wear it. It's an awesome Masters hat. He just doesn't like hats. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I mean, I like hats, but you notice I don't wear a lot on the golf course.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. I sweat way too bad. I wear a hat less out of like fashion and more out of I sweat so bad that I will look ridiculous without a hat on. I have to wear a hat or I'll get drenched. My hair will be all over the. I'll look disheveled. I'll look off.
Yeah,
I gotta wear a hat, but I'm gonna wear it forward every single time. I'm gonna wear a visor forward. I'm gonna wear a hat forward. Hey, wear a bucket hat if you got to have a bill flopping off the bat. Wear a bucket hat. Hats forward. I'm sorry that if that makes me sound not cool. Hat forward.
You sound like the grumpy old man. No, I'm completely with you. As I said. Any other time, I'd say, the course that we used to have in Auburn, Penn Oaks back in the day, I think that anything goes there, whatever you want. But I just don't know why you would. I don't know why you would as an adult person, not as a golfer. I just don't know why you would.
Adult person.
Yes.
As a payer of taxes.
Yes. Yes. If you're paying taxes, you don't get to wear your hat backwards.
You pay an income. If you file an income tax at the end of the year or beginning of the year, for the previous year, you wear your hat backwards, you should have to pay a fine. I'm just going to go. You have to pay more taxes.
I say if you're paying to put tags on your car, you can't wear your hat backwards. That's how that works.
I like it. I like it.
That puts you down there at that 16-year-old range for the early for
you
the
have
early
car
folks.
Insurance. You cannot wear your hat backwards.
Right. Now, I will say, I have seen guys on the course wear their hat backwards, and that usually the guys that I see like that, it's a big number they're putting up, and they have completely given up on life.
They are smashed.
And they are absolutely hammered. And right now, they don't care what – we're just glad they're wearing clothes, period.
Yeah.
Just because it's gotten to that point in their day. So
if you can barely stand up and your hat's backwards – I'm much more liable to forgive you for that.
Yeah.
if you are beyond like you can't make good decisions, then I'll forgive you and it's okay at that point. You have to be absolutely smashed though to be able to for it to count.
Car tax, insurance, paying taxes, no backwards hat. Here's another one that this is a thing when I show up in Cherokee County to go play in a golf tournament.
I'm going to flip my laptop off the table on this one, I think.
I've also seen this in Winston County when I played in a golf tournament. Mm. I may or may not have seen it at Elba, Alabama when I played down there. Evergreen Country Club is notorious for seeing this on the course.
Jackson Links, Jackson, Alabama. I've seen it. It's there right now. There's somebody wearing it right now.
Can I play in jeans?
No. Absolutely not. First of all, Jeans are not comfortable.
No.
Period. That's the most uncomfortable pair of pants you can own is a pair of jeans. Why would you want to go 10 months out of the year when it's just blazing? Why would you want to wear jeans on a golf course? Even if it's jean shorts, you're going to chafe. They're heavy. They're going to get wet. They're going to weigh more because you're sweating. And it's jeans. Like, it's not – if I see – I'm a peaceful guy. I don't like to cause a lot of controversy. If I see you wearing jeans on a golf course, I will say something to you. It doesn't matter if it's not even my own club. I'll be like, that right there, that should not be allowed. That should be illegal. You should be arrested right now. Like, I should be able to call the cops. They'll be here in 3 to 4 minutes, and you are cuffed and out of here. That's how I feel about jeans on a golf course.
See, that was my number one take when I was reading this article. I was like, why would you want to?
No.
I was like, the only time I've seen somebody look comfortable in jeans on a golf course, and this is only because his cool factor, John Daly, I saw wearing some one time of stonewashed, but they were like super baggy where they almost looked like lounge around pants type jeans. And that still looked absolutely awful. He didn't need to wear those that day. I was like, what are you doing?
I don't even allow John to do it. I don't even care if it's John Daly. I don't care if it's Boo Weekly. Boo Weekly will not wear jeans to play golf. That tells you all you need to know there.
Yeah.
I'm sure he probably has before.
He's probably practiced on the range. I still don't think that he's worn jeans in a round.
I don't think you should be allowed in the parking lot if you're wearing jeans. How about that? Of a club. You shouldn't be allowed on the grounds even if it's for dinner.
Listen, this sounds super snooty for me to say. Sounds like this is a holier than thou type statement to make. I can tell you right now, if you get out of the truck or the car and you're in jeans, I can promise you the clubs in your bag are not worth more than $100.
Wow. Wow. Resale or trade in? Nothing. You're just saying, or like, were they ever worth it or just their?
Maybe. There's no way they're using new sticks. There is no chance in the world they've got new sticks in their bag.
Ben, how about this? How about this? I don't own a pair of blue jeans, period.
Did you not?
One pair of blue jeans. No, I'm just not a blue jean guy. Period. Wow,
so you're more stout on this than I am, because I at least have pairs of jeans.
Oh, I've seen yours. You got those bedazzled back pocket jeans. I've seen them.
Fake tan legs. So if my ankle comes up a little bit, I can show that fake tan with my bedazzled pocket. That would be even better. If I saw a dude with bedazzled jeans going on a golf course, then I'm saying something.
We're fine.
You may not necessarily say something, but then I'm saying something.
Yeah, we might fight if I see that. Or if you, like, jeans are bad enough, but what if it's like a pair of jeans with like a hammer holder on them and you're out there on the number one tee box? Like, I might throw a hammer at you. Like,
listen, it's just not practical. Plus, jeans are so, like, getting your tees in and out of your pockets, that's just going to chafe your hands and mess your knuckles up. Oh. And it's like awful. Everything about it is just awful. Why in the world you'd want to wear them, I have no idea.
I don't, yeah.
Especially awful. In the South, like you said, even jean shorts. You know what? If you wear jean shorts, I hope they're stonewashed, and I hope you sit in bird turd in your cart and you get a stain back there.
Every course you just named is like got to be like a top 20 course, hottest course in America too. Like
yes.
Every course you just named in the summer and like what
humidity. Yeah, why you would wear jeans there? Even in October, you can't wear jeans there.
No. Oh, like God. I'm going to throw up just thinking about it. It's miserable. Hey, real quick, before we hit the last two, give a shout out to Blue Tees Rangefinders.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about them forever. We've got them. We play them. If you want to play better, you want to play faster, just get better at golf, you got to know how far it is to hit things, okay? You can't just guess. Not like my dad. Hey, how far is it? It's that far. Just look. You can tell. Just look at it. You can just tell how far it is. No, it's not like that. It's not. It doesn't work that way. Hey, but with the Blue Tees rangefinder, you can flip to scan mode. You can shoot bunkers. You can shoot tree lines. You can shoot everything and find out. We're not just shooting pins. You can shoot anything and get a yardage on it. It's got toggle on and off slope. I keep mine toggled on because I don't think I'm better than I am.
We're not Nate.
I want to know, how far.
I still don't understand why he does that. If they're going to give you the exact number that you're supposed to hit, why would you not use that?
You can't rationalize it. Like, it's no point rationalize it. Just toggle your slope on, buzz lock onto that pin, hit the magnet on the side, and roll on. Hit the shot, roll on. That's what we use. Use coupon code DADBOD to take 10% off. I think we kind of hit a milestone. We're probably going to do it. We hit a milestone recently on our they're sending us a free rangefinder. We're probably probably going to do a giveaway with it as soon as it gets in. So be on the lookout for that, and we'll talk about that soon. But check them out, Blue Tees Rangefinders. They're great.
Kyle mentioned his dad, where he said it's about that far.
Yeah,
one of the best stories I've still heard about Kyle and his dad, because his dad and he played in member guest. And he hit in a bunker in front of a hole that has just been placed there. Kyle said, I've never seen anybody hitting it. Just completely chastises his father the entire way down the fairway. That following week, I play golf with Kyle. Kyle tells me about this hole for the – what hole is it? 14? Is it
12? No,
12. It's 12. Kyle tells me about this hole for 12 holes while we're riding together. And on the hole. And then he hits it in that same damn bunker. And I thought that was probably the most fantastic thing that's ever happened ever.
I had to call my dad and tell him. He's like,
he literally called him on the – after he hit it in, Kyle called him immediately. And he was like, guess what I just did? I just hit in that bunker that nobody ever hits in.
They don't even got a rake in it. They don't even have a rake in it. Nobody
hits it. It's got to be called the Rush Bunker now.
Oh, yeah. He hit it in three – we played three rounds. He hit it in there three rounds.
And then the very next round out, Kyle hits it in there.
Yeah. All right. That's number four on the list.
I don't know why you want to do this, but this is brought up. This must be a thing in South Florida or something. We need to ask Colonel Steve about this. I want to wear flip-flops on the golf course. Is that okay?
It's stupid.
That's just not practical. That's just dumb.
Practical. Go barefoot. Like, why would you wear flip-flops? Like, you can't get any track. Like, you can't get any torque on it. I would rather you wear the sandals that have the
cleats. I had not. I'm putting that right in there with the blue jeans. You show up in those, you're going back to your car and changing. Either that or you
better. You're talking about club pro guys? Yes. The sandals with the socks in?
Oh. Yes. You better have your credit card with you, because you're going inside to buy new shoes if you show up with those on.
The owner of our club plays in flip-flops sometimes. I don't know how he does it.
But does he take them off when he's hitting?
Huh? No. Sometimes he plays barefoot. Sometimes he'll just get out there with his flip flops and go. I've never. It sort of defies physics. But then again, I'm a sweaty guy. Feet are part of that. You put in flip flops, twerking and torquing and whatnot. I'm coming out of them.
Twerking
and torquing as I make my swing. I'm coming out of them. I don't know. I don't mind it. How about this? I don't mind it. I don't get it. Because I can't do it. So. Doesn't really bother me that much.
Yeah, even the article says, and I'll read because it's just a real short piece on this. It says, are you sure about that? Meaning, you know, whoever brought that in, golf might not be a full court basketball game, but the game does require enough foot support to make a turn. Why would you wear flip flops? Like, what the article says, I'm the same way. It's a practical thing. I don't know why you would do that. But apparently something I've seen guys play barefoot. I have not seen the owner of the club do it, but I have seen guys play barefoot or take their shoes off because they were getting blisters and they did fine barefoot, but I've never seen anybody play in flip-flops.
No, he may be the only person I've ever seen do it. Does it pretty good too. I mean, does it pretty well. Doesn't flip-flops though. He's the only person I know.
Just wait. He just stands straight up.
He turns and everything. It's interesting.
I couldn't. I'd walk on the tee box. I'd walk out of mine. Oh. You've seen how I shuffle my feet and keep moving.
You got way too much going on to wear flip flops.
Kyle makes fun of me because he's never seen anybody that can't sit still and hit a golf club or hit a golf ball, and I do it every time.
No, you get out of the car and you don't stop moving until you get back in the car. So like you're moving the whole time. It's crazy.
It is true.
It's effective.
I don't know where I came up with that. And honestly, you're the first person that's ever told me that. Nobody's ever even told me that. When you mentioned, I was like, he's right. I don't stop moving. Like, I don't get what the deal is. So
you roll through stop signs?
No.
I can't imagine that you've ever stopped at a stop sign fully. You've never rocked back at a stop sign ever in the history of your life, unless.
Listen, Kyle, it's all about saving the brakes, man. I don't want to put more money into brake pads if I'm going to have to do that. The last thing, and I've seen you do this, I don't have an issue with this, is okay, but I'm done tucking my shirt in. That's how they listed the article, is I guess they don't want to hit with their shirt tucked in. I've seen you play untucked. It's not really my thing, even though I walk around and I even go to work with untucked shirts. And when I go run errands with my wife, untucked shirts, for some reason, I don't do it on a golf course. If you see mine's kind of like the backward hats guy. If my shirt's untucked on a golf course, I've probably had a day, man. I have put up some numbers and I'm kind of done at this point. I don't mind it. I thought you and I had this discussion. I can't remember the player it was. Remember, he's got a beard. And he, earlier in the year, was wearing joggers and an untucked shirt. He's got the wrong figure for it, but it was a good look. Yeah. But it was a good look. I liked it. Spawn. That's who it was.
JJ Spawn. Yeah. All right. So here's my thing. Mine is a little bit of self-consciousness of why I untuck. Because I'm a little chubby around in the midsection, and I just don't like how my belly looks when I tuck my shirt in. I don't know why. I don't know. It's something about it right now. I'm working on it. I'm trying to drop a little bit, try to firm up a little bit, and then maybe I'll just go when I'm just flat, straight down, then I'll go back tucked in. But right now, I just kind of like letting it hang out, feel loose, get out there and go. I don't know. I don't know if I feel restricted or what, but I don't have a problem with untucked shirt. Basically, everything that I do, I don't have a problem with. And everything that I won't do, I have an issue with.
And I guess, you know, when they do this, they don't say in the article, are they talking about this from pros doing it? Because, I mean, that JJ Spahn, that day that he was wearing that outfit, that wasn't a shirt that was tuckable.
No.
And it was a button down that didn't really go much for. I mean, if he tucked it in the first time he swung, it just would have come right out of his pants. So, right. I mean, so I don't have an issue with it. There are a lot of people that do. I mean, you saw the responses with people wearing shorts on tour and all that kind of stuff. Well, what are we doing? Turning in a live? It's like, it's got nothing to do with that. It's 120 degrees out there on the golf course. I mean, let the guys try to be comfortable, for goodness sakes. Everybody goes, yeah, but they're professionals. Okay. So go turn the air up to 120 degrees in your office and you go work for a living. How about that?
Yeah, exactly.
So I think it just – now, if some guy's wearing some slouchy shirt that's halfway down his thighs untucked, that's not appropriate. If it's something that fits and looks clean cut, and I'm telling you –
They make shirts now that are meant – they make, like, polos and stuff now that's, like, meant to not be tucked. Like, that's kind of like a thing now. It's like just – There's a shirt company called Untuck It. Like, they make shirts to be untucked.
Is that what that company's about? I wasn't sure what Untuck It, what they were going for there.
Yeah. I mean, that's, well, it could be me today. But we're only talking about shirts at the moment. So, I don't really care. Untucked shirts don't really bother me. Now, if I feel like I get fit enough to where I tuck shirt in, the next show we do, I'll probably be like, hey, tuck your damn shirt in. Like, but right now, I'm a little self-conscious about my midsection. So I'm going untucked.
Oh, man, you're just fitting up to the moniker, man. Dad.
Sorry about that. Had a little internet connection issue. But I think that's pretty much it for today. Have fun when you're playing golf. Don't wear jeans. Don't wear your hat backwards.
Yes.
Untuck it if you want to. Don't really care that much about flip flops. Have fun. How about that? Just have fun, but don't have fun in jeans, because that's terrible. Before we go, we don't make any, like, we don't really hide the fact we're from Auburn. We support the Auburn golf team, men and women. Want to give a shout out to Megan Schoffel. Is that how you say her last
Schoffel.
Name? Schoffel.
Yep.
Megan Schoffel. She just won the United States Women's Amateur. I'm not sure. It's got to put her like it's one of the greatest women golfers probably ever at Auburn. So pretty awesome accomplishment. So big shout out to Megan. She works, she obviously trains. She's trained at the club that I'm a member of, that Ben plays with me a bunch over there. So big shout out to her. It's huge. So we talked about the hottest golfer on tour, Lucas Glover. Megan is one of the,
it's her right now. And she actually, they, you know, the tradition at Auburn, he said, we didn't have the fact that we're from Auburn. Tradition at Auburn, anytime something has won championships, won, they roll Toomer's Corner, or a big win. They roll Toomer's Corner. I was proud to say the men's golf team are the first ones out there that showed up to roll when they were watching her. And as soon as it was over and, last putt drop, they ran out there. Fun fact, the coaches can't communicate about it. Neither can the sports information department. But Anna Davis is who she beat in the quarterfinals, who is a commit to Auburn. If you're wondering who that name is, Anna Davis is the one that won the Augusta National Women's AM, not this past year, but year before. So that's two Auburn golfers that finished basically in the top six, one of which who won it, and the other one, she had to beat to get there to get to the amateur title. So big shout out to those ladies, and Megan will be back, as well as Anna Davis should be on campus if she doesn't turn pro. That's the only thing holding her back. She could turn pro. So now maybe that'll make her come here, because then she can say, listen, Megan's coming back and she beat you. So you might as well, come on now.
Auburn women's golfs.
It could be a big year for the women's golf team.
Awesome. Guys, thanks for listening. Y'all have a great rest of your day, and we're going to try to trap back again tomorrow. So let's have fun. It's episode 293 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always stroking.